Jacket News. Trending now. Trending now.
In the traffic this afternoon, it's still busy. There's been a crash on the R24 N12 interchange heading into the Galilee's interchange. The R21 that was queuing out towards Atlas Road on the N12, that finally seems to be sorted out. And in Pretoria, it was busy at the Bumlani Toll Plaza already heading northbound. There's been a crash in that queue as well. It's causing a little bit extra drama at the moment.
Die DA-leier in Gauteng, Solim Zimanga, sê inwoners wil stabiliteit sien in die provinsie se munisipaliteite.
It cannot be that we're talking about a GNU at a national level. We're talking about the unity that we are assisting the ANC to bring into this country. We're assisting the ANC to bring even in KZN. And yet, when it comes to, you know, Gauteng and its municipalities, something else is happening. And this is a conversation that we're going to need to have with all these other political parties.
En Israëls eerste minister Benjamin Netanyahu sê sy land sal aanhou om Hezbollah in Libanon te veg. Hy spreek die Verenigde Nasies toe in New York.
Israel must also defeat Hezbollah in Lebanon. We won't rest until our citizens can return safely to their homes. We will not accept a terror army perched on our northern border able to perpetrate another October 7th style massacre.
Vir vandag se besigheidsminuut hoor ons van Aubrey Grobler van PSG Financial.
Die JSE eindig die week op 'n positiewe noot met die algehele indeks wat die dag 0,3% hoër eindig. Die industriële indeks het uitgestaan vandag en sluit die dag af 1% hoër, hoofsaaklik gedryf deur Richemont wat die dag se 3,9% sterker eindig.
Ons kyk dan ook na maatskappyresultate wat vandag bekend gemaak is.
Momentum Group het hulle jaarresultate vandag bekend gemaak. Die maatskappy het 32% toename in genormaliseerde wesensverdienste per aandeel gerapporteer. Die aandeelprys het so 0,6% laer egter geëindig. Ons het ook 'n handelsopdatering van PSG Finansiële Dienste gesien waar bestuur verwag dat wesensverdienste per aandeel tussen 27 tot en met 30% sal toeneem. Die aandeelprys eindig 1,4% hoër. In terme van die ander swaargewig aandele, Naspers eindig die dag 1,1% sterker en Gold Fields eindig die dag 0,5% hoër.
$1 kos jou R17.07, €1 R19.07 en 'n pond R22.89 eerder. Goud verhandel teen $2,653.77 per fyn ons en olie teen $71.22. Ek is Emil Pinaar, meer nuus om 6.
Time now to take a look at what's happening on the sports field, and it's brought to you by Mr. D. Score matchday munchies deals on the Mr. D app for uninterrupted game time.
We start off with rugby news. Argentina do have a slim chance of rugby championship victory when they take on the host South Africa in the final game of this year's competition. It's happening tomorrow, and captain Julian Montoya is not writing off their hopes just yet. Argentina moved to within 5 points of the leader South Africa when they beat them 29-28 in Santiago last Saturday, and this weekend's return game is at the Mbombela Stadium. Despite having 34 injuries in their larger squad, the Vodacom Bulls have managed to name a relatively strong team to face Edinburgh in round two of the Vodacom United Rugby Championship, and centre Dan du Plessis will captain the Stormers in their URC opener against the Ospreys in Dunraven Brewery. That's happening tomorrow as well. And in football news, Nasreddin Navi is determined to end Kaizer Chiefs' poor streak against Mamelodi Sundowns when the two Titans clash at the FNB Stadium. That one happening at 3 o'clock tomorrow. The mauling that Kaizer Chiefs got in May 5-1 is still fresh on the minds of the Glamour Boys, so they're looking to end that streak as well. In some cricket news, a couple of matches happening at the moment. England against Australia, 145 for 2 after 22 overs. That match has been shortened a bit. A test match happening between Bangladesh and India. Bangladesh, 107 for 3 after those 35 overs. That stumps have been drawn there. Another game where stumps have been drawn is between New Zealand and Sri Lanka. 602 for 5 declared is what the Sri Lankans managed to amass, with New Zealand on 22 for 2, and South Africa, of course, taking on